and welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast Season 2, Episode 30. My name is Megan Mehta, and today we're going to talk about how to help students personalize their learning using chroma key, otherwise known as green screen. If you've ever watched The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, any of the Lord of the Rings movies, anything like that, you may have caught yourself wondering, oh my gosh, how did they do that? You see actors in very perilous situations. You see scenery that defies belief. And what they're using is a technology that was first developed in the 1930s in Los Angeles, and it was first used in the movie The Thief of Baghdad, and it's called chroma key. The concept itself is fairly simple. Film your actors in front of a green background, then go back and replace that green background with whatever image or footage suits your needs. And like magic, you can realistically show actors dangling from dizzying heights or in front of breathtaking scenery or moments from being eaten by a very hungry T-Rex. And this is something that we can easily scale down to use in our classrooms. And all you need is an app, a camera, and a dollar store tablecloth. So what is green screening? The official term is chroma key, and you layer a solid color, usually green, it can be blue or any other color, but you layer that solid color with another image or video, and then later you replace that solid background with another image or video. And since green is the most commonly used color for this, it's called green screening. And how can we use this in the classroom? Well, my first adventure with this tool was with third graders. We were learning about the solar system, and I wanted to find something for us to showcase our learning that went beyond a styrofoam model of the planets. I had heard about green screening from another teacher and thought this would be the perfect opportunity to try it out. So one thing leads to another. One of my students found a poem about the planets, so we turned it into a rap that, of course, needed a beat to go with it. So I set a couple of volunteers onto GarageBand, and they created a very simple beat for us. And then everyone in the class was in a group, and each group had a planet. So we took a day or so to rehearse it. We put it together with the beat, and we were ready to start filming. I happened to have a set of green bed sheets at home, so I brought those in. I hung up the flat sheet on one of the walls, and then I draped the fitted sheet around the kids so that just their heads were showing, and we were ready to film. One problem we ran into was, of course, I know this is a surprise, but kids get really noisy when they're excited, so I had them all go wait in the hallway, and that ended up becoming a logistical nightmare because in the hallway they were not magically silent, they were now disturbing other classes. So long story short, the 30 minutes I had allotted for filming ended up taking well over an hour, but it was so worth it. Now, in retrospect, it would have worked better to maybe space out the groups over a week or a few days and not try to get it all done in one day, but I was really excited to do this, so I wanted to just get it all done. But hindsight is 20/20. So, but that being said, every student, whether they were an English language learner or had an IEP or were a struggling reader, or proficient reader, whatever, everyone was able to participate in this project. And the groups had searched for photos online. And while they were doing that, that was a great opportunity for me to talk with them about usage rights and making sure that what they were using, they had permission to use. But after they found these photos, they shared them with me, and I ended up putting the final product together, but I was able to show the kids how I was doing it while I was working on it. And at the end, we had a very silly but informative video of floating heads in space teaching us about the planets. The kids loved it, their parents loved it, and we had a whole new way to showcase our learning. And as the year went on, creating a green screen video was an option for various products and projects that we did, and eventually the kids were able to create these with very little support from me. Over the past few years, my students have used this tool in some pretty creative ways, and you know, for example, when we learned about land and water features, groups of students created travel videos, and they took viewers on a trip around the world to see different examples, and they got pretty silly with that as well. They, you know, some of the kids would have them standing on top of a volcano and delivering their information that way, but they were great, and the kids were learning, and they were able to be creative with their projects. Our wonderful English as a second language teacher, Susan Neat, was also using green screen projects to help her K-5 students become more comfortable with their English speaking skills. In one project, the students had written reports about sharks, and they delivered their reports in front of a video of a great white, so it looked like they were up close and personal with it. Other students put themselves in the middle of a Patricia Polacco story, and they acted out scenes from the book while appearing like they were on the actual pages. Later on, while serving as my school's STEM coordinator, I facilitated a collaboration with our art teacher and the third grade literacy team. The students wrote folk tales or fables, and with these stories, they are in art class. What they did was they created puppets of their characters, and they also created the scenes from their stories, and we put it all together in in one big green screen video, and they came out really well. But green screening is not just for K-5 students, and older students, middle and high school students, would have a blast with this as well. It can be used for a school-wide news program. You can go back in time to interview historical figures. You can showcase learning on research projects. You can create technique videos in physical education. There's so many possibilities with this. So if you're teaching content that lends itself to student-created videos, then I encourage you to give it a try. There's a number of apps and platforms from where you can do this, but the two most kid-friendly ones I've found are DoInk and WeVideo. DoInk was developed for iPads, and it's great for younger students. I mean, it's great for students of all ages, but especially the younger ones. It has an intuitive drag-and-drop interface as well as a built-in tutorial that's helpful for teachers as well as students. It is a paid app, but you don't need it on every single iPad. Kids typically work collaboratively on these projects, so you'd need a license for however many collaborative groups you plan to have working. Because every student in grades 3 through 12 in CMS have a Chromebook, an iPad work may not work for you. And if that's the case, WeVideo is an option. It's a web-based platform, and students can create videos directly from their Chromebooks. And WeVideo is also a paid service. It's a subscription service. It has a lot of different options. It does have a free 30-day trial. And, you know, even though WeVideo and DoInk, they are going to set you back a little bit, it's a small cost for a big outcome. So, speaking of cost, to set up a green screen studio, you can be as basic or as fancy as you like. Some schools have written grants to help pay for painting a wall, lights that help eliminate shadows, high definition camera, like a whole almost professional level studio. If this seems daunting, which it does to me, another option is a green tablecloth from the dollar store. It's the perfect shade of green. It'll set you back exactly $1. You can also make portable green screens, and you can get some green contact paper. I found some on Amazon for about $8. Cover a trifold board or a pizza box with it. You could even get some green tempera paint from a craft store or your school's art room if you ask the art teacher very nicely. And you can paint the inside of a pizza box or a trifold board. And with these smaller green screens, students can create puppets of historical figures. They can create characters in literature. They can create small versions of themselves. I like to use a little, like a photograph of their head, and then have them construct their bodies out of construction paper. But with these little puppets, you can attach it to a craft stick and paint the craft stick green, or you could even use a straw from Starbucks. But my point is that there's not a whole lot of prep involved, and once you have made your screen or your screens, that's pretty much the bulk of the work on your end. Whenever you are embarking on a project like this with students, I found that it's helpful for them to have a solid plan before they start filming. So either a detailed description, storyboards are great too. If you're not familiar with storyboards, they're basically boxes for pictures with space underneath it for a short description. And you can make these as detailed as you want. They could be electronic, they could be paper pencil, but the more prepared the kids are, the better their product is going to be. And for me, it worked well to begin implementing this as a whole class project. And that way I could have a better handle on how students were doing with it and help them troubleshoot along the way. It was also a good opportunity for me to show my students that I'm a learner as well. I don't know everything, and that I was comfortable with taking a risk in front of them while they joined me on my learning journey. So like when I started, I wasn't comfortable with it, and I wouldn't consider myself an expert. And again, I was learning alongside the kids, and it was great. And going back to what I said about the images, we did stop and talk about copyrights and using someone else's work. So we learned how to search for images that they had permission to use from the ELL teacher at my school. I learned how to search for and download videos from Discovery Education to use in our products. And, you know, kids by nature, they're very curious, and this curiosity led them to figuring out how to use other features in the Do Ink app, like cropping and resizing their videos, which they in turn taught me how to do. So you could even take it a step further and invite a local filmmaker to come in and talk to the class about strategies and techniques. So you can blow this up into a great big project, or you can keep it small. It's just whatever, wherever your level of comfort is fine. So, you know, I often hear about how this generation of kids is so tech savvy, and they really are when it comes to consuming content. They can download an app and play Subway Surfers all day long, or, you know, they can log on to their Chromebooks and they can work on Ingenuity in their sleep, and they are very savvy tech consumers. But when we show them how they can be creators of content, we open more doors for them. We show them that their voice matters, especially when they have an authentic audience for their creations. So, if you want to check out some of the videos that I've described, or explore some more tools, or if you just want more resources on this, you can go to bit.do/cmspdlgreen, and that's all lowercase. Again, that is bit.do/cmspdlgreen. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.